This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, June 6th, brought to you by the Stratovation Group. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. World Pork Expo continued today in Iowa. AgriPulse Lydia Johnson spoke with NPPC's Chase Adams, who believes some lawmakers will face some tough questions from constituents on why there's no new farm bill.
That does put a lot of pressure on as lawmakers go back to their districts, why this isn't done, why we aren't further along in the process. Hopefully by the August recess and as we get a little bit closer to the election, hopefully we've made some more progress in the upper chamber. I think there's going to be some tough questions as lawmakers return to the election cycle, as lawmakers return to campaign as to why it is that we don't have a farm bill that protects rural America.
Two young farmers representing the American Farm Bureau Federation and the National Farmers Union appealed to a Senate subcommittee to make additional crop base acres available to young and beginning farmers this week. Dr. John Newton is the Republican chief economist for the Senate Ag Committee. He says their appeal is shared by the next generation of farmers and ranchers.
The Title I risk management tools are the cornerstone of the farm safety net. We've heard from a number of young and beginning farmers that have come through our doors over the last 2 years. And one of the first things they talk about is we need an opportunity to add base. There are a lot of farms that are underbased around the country. So when you talk about enhancing the risk management tools, putting more farm in the farm bill, that's got to have a conversation around adding base acres.
Newton says farming has been most challenging over the past few years.
These last 6 years, Jeff, have been incredibly volatile, historic volatility in the farm economy, and we need to make all these tools work better for producers.
Much attention has been given to inflation's impact on food prices at the grocery store, but Newton says the farmer's cost to produce food is also much higher.
No matter the commodity, you've seen input cost increase by, you know, as much as 30% over the last few years. It's going to be a record crop, record cost to put a crop in the ground this year. $455 billion is what USDA's economic research predicts production costs are going to be this year.
Yesterday, Senate Agriculture Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow took aim at Title I spending in the House Agriculture Committee's Farm Bill proposal, saying, quote, "We've never had a 70% increase in the Farm Bill for anything." Newton says some might disagree with that statement.
Since the 18 Farm Bill, nutrition program spending, the baseline for nutrition programs increased by 85%. That's $585 billion in new nutrition program baseline due to the Thrifty Food Plan. And then the conservation baseline, when you add the IRA dollars, has gone up by 160%. So you need to put these things in the perspective. We've not put more farm in the Farm Bill for some time, and that's what Republicans want to do.
Newton says the House Farm Bill proposal seeks to channel farm supports through Title I spending.
If you go back, Jeff, to 2018, when you look at all the ad hoc disaster support that has gone out to agriculture, we're talking CFAP, MFP, WIP programs, ERPs, that averaged over $14 billion a year in ad hoc support. What we're talking about doing, and when you look at the score of the House bill, it's less than half of that on average per year. So farmers have had to rely on an outdated farm safety net for some time, as evidenced by the amount of ad hoc support we've had to deliver. And the House bill takes a step in the right direction.
Yesterday, Senator Stabenow said she didn't see a farm bill being approved before the fall election. Senate Ranking Member John Bozeman expected to release his proposed Farm Bill framework within the next couple of weeks. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Stratovation Group. Ready to elevate your impact and results? Look no further than Stratovation Group. Our team of research and marketing pros understands the challenges faced by agribusinesses and organizations by engaging with the hardworking farmers who drive your success. We dig deeper to uncover insights that fuel your growth through smart, informed strategies that work. We're not just advisors, we're your growth partners. Visit StratovationGroup.com to see where strategy meets innovation. Stratovation Group, proud research partners with AgriPulse. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.